Crick and Crack. Once there were two humpbacked men named Crick and Crack, and they were as different as the night from the day. Crick was a kindly little fellow who sold hats from town to town, but Crack, oh, what a foul, loathsome, festering, cankering, pus-filled blister of a man he was. Well, never mind, but I'll tell you that one day Crick was selling his hats in a nearby town, and he ran out of time. The sun went down, and he had to get home, and the only way home was past the ancient castle of Knockgrafton, up on top of the hill. Well, his path wound up the hill as it got darker and darker all around him, frogs croaking, crickets chirping in the night air, night birds flying by. And the night was at its full darkest as he started to walk past the castle. A mortal man who had dealings with the fairy people who were reported to hold their dancing and singing in the castle of Knockgrafton, well, he never knew what might happen to him. They might take him prisoner beneath their fairy hill and keep him for 100 years and release him only when everyone he knew was dead. So Crick, he pulled his hood over his hump and over his head, and he lowered his head down, and he snuck past that gaping castle door, and he was on the other side and heading down the mountain when he heard singing. Dance around the old tree, dance around the old tree. Well, the singing was beautiful, not terrible, and he walked into the castle and down the deserted corridor and into the old courtyard, and there was a tree, a great old oak, and the fairy people had joined hands and were dancing around it, and their song was beautiful, but it never changed and it never ended. Dance around the old tree, dance around the old tree, dance around the old tree. At last, Crick felt that he must add something to their song or go mad, so he called out, "And sing till the dawn." The singing stopped on an instant. Crick tried to sneak away in the night, but a voice said, "What place is the man that was after the changing of our song?" Another voice said, "There's the man. Come forward into our circle." And he found himself pulled forward by invisible hands, and there he stood in the center of the fairy circle. But the fairies were pleased. They smiled at him. They said, "Stand before us, O great artist and musician. You forever improved our song. No reward is too great for us. Ask of us whatever you will." And Crick said, "Well, there's nothing I really need, but perhaps you could be taking the hump off my back." And the fairy folk said, "No sooner said than done." And they laid their soft hands on that hump of flesh, and it shifted and rolled off his back, and with a thump it landed on the ground, and it was no longer a hump of flesh, but a smooth grey stone. And Crick, he stood upright for the first time in his life, and he looked around. Everything was different from so high up. Tears sprang to his eyes, and he looked around for the fairy people to thank them, but they were gone. And the fires of the sun were peeping over a nearby hill. Well, he ran back to his own town as fast as he could, and he ran down the main street calling, "It's me, it is me, it is Crick, and I've come back, and the fairy people have taken the hump off my back." Everybody stood around. They said, "Who is this stranger?" And for just a second, Crick thought that for 100 years he'd... But no, he recognized people, and they started to recognize him. They said, "Why, it's Crick. What are you doing, Crick?" And he said, The hump has been taken off my back. I told you that. I tried to tell you that." And they all took him into the tavern. They said, "Here, have a drink, man, and tell us all about it." And he told them the whole story. And who should be there listening but Crack, that foul, loathsome, festering, cankering, pus-filled blister of a little... Never mind. Crack, he said, wiping his mouth with his sleeve.
If the fairy folk can be after the Cuan or Crick, they can certainly be after the Cuan or me.
And he went to the castle of Nutgrafton himself, but he didn't go alone as Crick had. He had his servants, for he was a rich man, drive him out there in his wagon, and leave him out there with plenty of food and drink for the night, and blankets to keep himself warm. And in the middle of the night, the singing started up. The fairy people were dancing and singing their new song. Dance around the old tree and sing till the dawn. Dance around the old tree and sing till the dawn. Well, Crack walked into the castle, calculating to himself.
Now, you see, Crick just added the morning to their song, and they rewarded him by taking the hump off his back. I shall add the evening, and the next day, and in fact the next week to their song, and my... No, enough, I'll add the next month to their song, and my... No, that's not enough either. I shall add the next year to their song. No, that's still not enough. I shall add the next decade to their song. No, that's not enough. That's not enough. I shall add the next century to their song. Ha, ha, ha. Nah, that's not enough, that's not enough, that's not enough. I shall add the whole next eon to their song. My reward will be much, much greater than Crick's.
He walked into the middle of their circle, and he said, without waiting for the right place in the music, he just interrupted the song with,
and sing all the next day and all night too, and all the next month and year and eon and decade and century.
Well, the singing stopped, as you might imagine, and the fairy people said, what place is the one that was after the changing of our song? Crack stood forward and said,
that's me. Now take you the hump off my back and be quick about it, and then I want a chest of gold, a chest of rubies, a chest of pearls, a chest of diamonds.
But the fairy people said, stand before us, O foul, loathsome, festering, pus-filled, cankering blister of a man! No curse is too great for you who have forever ruined our song. And they picked up the smooth grey stone from the ground and set it on the back of Crack, where it fastened itself to his hump as though it had been nailed. From that day forward, Crack walked around with two humps. But as for Crick, well, he married a fine young lass, and I was at that wedding. And there I was given shoes made of buttermilk, and I have danced from here to the moon and back on them.